This week's top stories. Rob Ford asks for Pride flag at City Hall to be taken down, stirring up lots of reactions.
Canada wins its first gold medal at the Sochi Olympics.
And you may have to wait a little bit longer if you want to become a Canadian citizen.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Weekly Wrap. I'm Amanda Sufi.
And I'm Lena Latifat.
So I want to talk about what could be stressing out students, especially fourth-year students about to graduate this spring. Personally, I feel a ton of emotion about this. I'm excited to almost be done my post-secondary career, but I'm also nervous and anxious for what's to come.
And you know what? With more and more students working through school, it really makes you wonder how prepared we are as students in terms of getting that experience. Students are having a harder time looking for internships throughout their university career because they're working so much. By the time they're getting to the end of that degree, employers are looking for related experience, included internships, and students who've been working part-time just don't have that. It's unfortunate, really.
I completely agree with you, Lena. I spoke with a few people who actually graduated from the journalism program here at Ryerson. Stephanie Weeb graduated 4 years ago and decided to travel for just over a month to Nova Scotia, Ottawa, and Egypt. Weeb told me she struggled a lot with what to do after graduation. She said, and I quote, "I wish I could have just packed up and bummed around, but I spent so much money during school that I couldn't afford any more debt, and I really, really just wanted to work right away. Personally, I feel if I choose to travel, I wonder if too much time off could take me out of the loop to find work afterwards, but I'm not necessarily sure that 22-year-old students should land high-profile dream jobs right out of the gate." Let's listen in on fourth-year business student Maral Agazi to hear what she has planned after grad.
After I graduate, I plan to travel to Kenya to volunteer in May for about 3 weeks. We will be building a boarding facility for girls. It's a rescue center. And after that, I probably will travel Europe a bit.
And becoming a Canadian citizen just got more difficult. The Canadian government proposed major changes to the Citizenship Act on Thursday of last week. Now, potential citizens would have to live in Canada longer before applying. According to the changes, permanent residents would have to live in Canada for 4 years out of the last six before qualifying. Other changes include applications for citizenship being processed more quickly and increased fees for these applications.
A memorable moment for Canada last week when the Dufoy-Lapont sisters from Montreal won the gold and silver medal for the Olympic moguls in Sochi. Justine, who is just 19 years old, took home the first Canadian gold medal of the season, while her older sister, Chloe, took home the silver. It was a beautiful moment for the freestyle skiers, as well as all of us watching back home.
And Rob Ford is back in the news, this time because of a flag. On Friday of last week, Mayor Ford demanded that officials remove a rainbow-colored flag, which was raised at City Hall, to support gay rights at Sochi. Now, lots are accusing Ford for being homophobic.
This is about Olympics. This is about being patriotic to your country. This is not about someone's sexual preference.
He duct taped a Canadian flag to his office window shortly after the flag went up. The mayor said he doesn't agree with putting up the rainbow flag and that people should really be putting up the Canadian flag. Earlier in the week, Ford also made these comments about not attending the Pride Parade.
I'm not going to go to Pride Parade. I've never gone to a Pride Parade, so I'm not going to change the ways I am.
We have our own Shannon Kuzes in studio today to tell us what's trending in Sochi. Shannon?
Thanks, Amanda. While Sochi 2014 and the CBC Olympics have been trending on Twitter all weekend, one hashtag and Twitter handle have exploded on social media the last few days. If you haven't searched up at Sochi Problems yet on Twitter, it's worth a look. The account has more followers than the official Sochi Games account and the Canadian Olympic team's account. It currently has 339,000 followers, and it's growing by the hour. Why? It's really funny. From athletes trapped in bathrooms to hotel rooms still under construction to every Putin pun possible, this account has more Sochi satire than we thought was possible. Take what happened just a couple of hours ago, for example, when American bobsledder Johnny Quinn tweeted that he was stuck in an elevator in Sochi with his teammates this morning. Sochi Problems tweeted him a link to How to Escape a Stranded Elevator. This tweet is already receiving a good response on social media. Retweeting reporters, pictures of clowns in the park, and players getting stuck in the bathroom are just a few more things going on with this account. But the best part is, the curator of the account is a Toronto journalism student at Centennial College. His name is Alexander Broad. Not a bad move for an aspiring sports journalist. Hopefully, we have fewer Sochi problems to talk about next week. But in the meantime, we want to know what you think the biggest Sochi problem has been so far. Tweet us at the Ryerstonian or hashtag Sonian Social and let us know. That's it for today's update. Have a happy Monday.
And that's all for your weekly wrap. Join us next week as we bring you this week's top stories. For the Ryerstonian, I'm Amanda Sufi.
And I'm Lena Latifat. We leave you with this week's clip of the week and one you may remember, the classic Charlie Bit My Finger. Thanks for tuning in.
Charlie bit me.